In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. As promised, it is time here in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we have a twofold purpose in doing this. We'd like to know that our listeners are listening, and many of our listeners want to hear some of these things that they've heard earlier in the week before that just strike them as remarkable. They've been listening all week, either live or on demand, and they've heard one of our guests say something brilliant or something interesting or something they've never heard before, something they'd like to hear again. And we sense that as well. That's why we pick four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and we play them for you. That's the first part of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We also have another reason. That's to tell people who haven't listened to these interviews just how good they really were by drawing forth these sound bites. And then we let you vote on which ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, when you vote, we need a couple things. The reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, whatever the reason may be. You like it, you disagree, you agree, you find it remarkable for any number of reasons. And we also want to know you know, who you are and where you're listening. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email. We'll get them right here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to go first, and we give away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from a conversation we had with author Jonathan Last. He's written a book called What to Expect When No One's Expecting. And I had a question about birth control. The real question is, has birth control, the birth control pill, done what its great early proponent, Margaret Sanger, intended for it to do?
Contraception is a wonderful lesson in the power of unintended consequences. So the birth control pill is Margaret Sanger's brainchild. She begins agitating for birth control pill actually in about 1912. And her goal for the birth control pill is to stop the breeding of what she calls the dysgenic types and the bad races who come from, her words, the slums and jungles. And she wants more babies from the fit, again, her words, and fewer from the unfit. And this is what she says is the goal of the birth control pill. You know, Margaret Sanger was basically a racist crank. So the birth control pill comes out finally, thanks to Margaret Sanger and her friend Catherine McCormick, and it turns out that it is used disproportionately by very well-educated, well-to-do white women, Margaret Sanger's people, not exactly what she had hoped for it to be. As I said, it's a real example of how when you begin monkeying with really big, big, powerful societal factors, things like the birth control pill, things like, for instance, changing the divorce laws, which also happened around the same time. You just can't predict what the unintended consequences and side effects are going to be.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 1st. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or voted our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor George Borghardt. We were talking about Jesus' parable of binding the strong man, Jesus as the stronger man, Jesus as a thug.
He's a different sort of thug, though. When he comes in and he takes the strong man's stuff, he doesn't keep it for himself. That's what we were to be expecting. Well, that's what we would do. If I overcome you, I take what's yours and it's mine. But he gives it away. He overcomes the strong man, he takes his armor, and then he gives it away. He's giving salvation away. Remember, if Jesus casts out demons by the finger of God, well then the kingdom of God has already come. And when the kingdom of God comes, that means salvation is being given away for free. Freely given away. That's going to get Jesus for certain crucified, because you cannot tell the world and you cannot tell the religious leaders of the day that salvation is solely in the stronger man being crucified. You can't do that.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on Jesus the Thug. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We were doing a great series with him on the responsibilities and office of the pastor. And I just had a simple question for him. What if your pastor's faithful, but he's also a jerk?
Give thanks to God if you're hearing the gospel. Give thanks to God if you're hearing the word of God preached faithfully. And remember that your salvation, your comfort, your faith is from Christ. And your pastor, with all of his failings and shortcomings and his jerky behavior, is a mask of the faithful good shepherd, who is not a jerk, but who is always loving and doing the work that his heavenly Father has called him to do. So if you accept the fact that your pastor is preaching the word of God faithfully, give thanks to that. There are many pastors who aren't jerks, but aren't faithful. And I'd rather have the pastor who's a jerk and is faithful than one who is not a jerk but doesn't give me Christ.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Pastor Peter Bender, what if your faithful pastor is also a jerk? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Vote via email. We get them right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote in for whatever soundbite you'd like to pick as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote, because here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. We were having a conversation with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, and one of the things we talked with her earlier this week about was an amicus brief that had been signed by several prominent GOP leaders, Republican leaders, and it's a friend of the court brief that they delivered to the Supreme Court in favor of knocking down California's Prop 8 that would ban same-sex marriage. So what we see here is the beginning of GOP support for same-sex marriage at the national level. This is what she thought about it.
The rich people in our country have decided that we're going to have gay marriage. And I mean the rich people of both parties have decided that we're going to have gay marriage in this country, and the rest of us peons of both parties need to just, go along quietly with what our overlords have in mind for us, you know? And that's my reaction to it. And you take that brief, you know, with all these prominent, important Republicans basically signing on to the top Democratic social issue on one hand, and then what I saw last night with working class and middle class and poor people saying, we don't like gay marriage, whether it's people in the Democratic Party or people in the Republican Party, the lower class of people, the non-professional elite classes, we don't like it. I think that a new kind of political divide is opening up here, and these rhinos are walking right into it.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the GOP's new support for same-sex marriage. Those are the soundbites. Now it's time for you to decide which one's going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and your state with your vote. We'll be right back with your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Apostles Lutheran Church is in Melrose Park, Illinois. We invite you to our divine service, which is held every Sunday at 9:15. Please contact us at 847-455-0903 or check out our website at apostlesmelrosepark.org. We are located just south of O'Hare Airport, where airplanes are continually going up. Here at Apostles, we glory in the one who on the cross was lifted up for the sins of the world.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Whedon, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
So the birth control pill comes out finally, thanks to Margaret Sanger and her friend Catherine McCormick. And it turns out that it is used disproportionately by very well-educated, well-to-do white women, Margaret Sanger's people.
When he comes in and he takes the strong man stuff, he doesn't keep it for himself. That's what we were going to be expecting. Well, that's what we would do. If I overcome you, I take what's yours and it's mine. But he gives it away.
Your pastor, with all of his failings and shortcomings and his jerky behavior, is a mask of the faithful good shepherd who is not a jerk.
The rich people in our country have decided that we're going to have gay marriage. And I mean the rich people of both parties.
All right, it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 1st of March. Our list of soundbites for you to choose from. Soundbite number one, Jonathan Last: has the birth control done what Margaret Sanger intended for it to do? Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt explaining how Jesus is a different kind of thug. Soundbite number three, Pastor Peter Bender: what if your pastor's faithful, but he's also a jerk? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the GOP's new support for same-sex marriage. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. If you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. We'll be clearing out the phone lines with the voters on there, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Up first from Kansas City, here's Mike. Mike, thanks for waiting on the line.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilk. And I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I wanted to vote for the Pastor Borghard segment on demon possession, because that's kind of a topic that's kind of near and dear to me in my in my dark days in the evangelical church. The pastor I formerly had, he had a demon that was responsible for every sin that you cared to commit. And in my opinion, all this did was to, you know, abrogate responsibility for our own sins. And I really appreciated what Pastor Hemmer had to say in that segment when he said that it's really not possible for a Christian to be demon-possessed. And not only that, but when the demons might return in force, if your house was filled with the Holy Spirit, the demons could not enter. I mean, that is so biblically true. And I wish you all would consider perhaps having Pastor Hemmer on in the future, maybe on different topics. I really appreciated the way he spoke.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. Let's see what Millie has to say. She listens in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I'm interested in I vote for number four. I think that Jennifer Rova Morris did a wonderful job in testifying before our state Congress, and I support her all the way. Same-sex marriage is not on the agenda, I certainly hope.
Millie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening up near Chicagoland. Next in line is Ellen, who listens in St. Louis. Hi, Ellen. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
My comment would be that I really appreciated all of the comments, but I especially agreed with the speaker number four, because I am very tired of hearing the mass media talking about the general acceptance of same-sex marriage as though they have asked me and asked most of the people that I know are all opposed to it. And I feel like, especially in the center of the United States, where the conservatives tend to live, that the majority of people in the United States are against same-sex marriage. And the reason why I am against same-sex marriage is because I believe that marriage is an institution designed by God, and it's a picture of Christ and the church. And anything that degrades that image is blasphemy against God, and He cannot honor or bless it, and it will not be. He cannot bless our country if we condone that sort of thing.
Ellen, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote for Issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Chris is up in Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, a faithful. I'm voting for number three. A faithful pastor is like a parent. They're not there to be your friend. They're there to provide what you need to be for training and for maturity.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Short and sweet and right to the point. Ben, welcome.
I'm going to vote for Pastor Bender because I think most of the pastors I know, myself included, are pretty much all a bunch of jerks. At least you're going to find that to be the case at some point in your life, that your pastor is going to make you mad. He's going to do something stupid or mean or hurtful. And Pastor Bender's right on, saying you have to focus on what he's doing, preaching the gospel and giving you the gifts, and look past the man and his own foibles and look to Jesus Christ.
Ben, thank you very much. Very well said, and thanks for listening in Hamel. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. book of the month for this new month of March that begins today. It's called Lutheranism 101. It focuses on the Lord's Supper. It is a, I will say, slim, but not too slim, volume that covers all of the biblical material that one needs to know about the historic reformational view of the Lord's Supper. It's a great place to begin if you're talking about Reformation theology, is with the sacrament of the altar. Lutheranism 101, the Lord's Supper, is available from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call toll-free, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's called Lutheranism 101, the Lord's Supper. Matthew in Niles, Illinois, votes for Pastor Peter Bender. That's soundbite number three. He says, pastors are sinful human beings, and their sin manifests itself in many ways, including jerkiness. Yet God commits himself to work through his sin-broken creation, bread, wine, water, even sinful men, too, to give his gospel. Matthew, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Niles. Bryant in Oxford, Alabama, votes for soundbite number three, Pastor George Borghardt. He says, because I love to hear a pastor getting fired up about the gospel. That's a good reason to vote, too, and thanks for listening down in Alabama. Thomas listens in Alma, Michigan. He's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt as well. He says, I have no idea what he said. The only two words I could make out were Jesus and free, but those are good enough for me, and I give his excitement for those two words a higher things thumbs up. Thomas, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Ben votes for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Ben says, hands down, and the others, he says, were superlative as well. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Here's Andy in Kirkwood. Hi, Andy.
I'm for number four. I've been saying for years that both political parties are supporters of evil. That's all.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Short and sweet and to the point. David in Evansville, Indiana says, all good stuff as always, but I have to go with Pastor Borghardt because he showed me Jesus. That's a good reason, too. Voting for soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt, Jesus the Thug. Still a little time for your votes for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. This one comes from Aaron. Aaron says, I agree with Ben. Dr. Roback Morse should be the winner. I am even seeing this occupying my own country and state GOP, where I'm a legislative district vice chair. Our conservative base is being forced to stuff it. She says, I'm hearing from mostly Eastern Washington state Republicans that we should consider a third party in the next partisan election cycle if it does not stop. And the pressure is just to accept it and move on. The same is occurring with the abortion issue, by the way. If the rhinos in our party do not value its base, the base will go elsewhere. Thanks for your vote, Aaron. Mark says, how can I pick one over the other? As was said, they're all superlative. That being said, if forced, I would have to vote for Pastor Bender. I can think of a ton of people who need to hear what he had to say. Mark, thank you very much. The winner this week, according to your votes, for issues, etc., soundbite of the week, is soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, explaining the GOP's new support for same-sex marriage.
The rich people in our country have decided that we're going to have gay marriage. And I mean the rich people of both parties have decided that we're going to have gay marriage in this country, and the rest of us peons of both parties need to just, go along quietly with what our overlords have in mind for us, you know, and that's my reaction to it. And you take that brief, you know, with all these prominent, important Republicans basically signing on to the top Democratic social issue on one hand, and then what I saw last night with working class and middle class and poor people saying, we don't like gay marriage, whether it's people in the Democratic Party or people in the Republican Party, the lower class of people, the non-professional elite classes, we don't like it. I think that a new kind of political divide is opening up here, and these rhinos are walking right into it.
All right, that's the winner, according to your votes, for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse explaining the GOP's new support for same-sex marriage. The LPR bundle package goes this week to Bryant in Oxford, Alabama. Bryant, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks for your vote, and thanks to everybody who called and emailed and left Facebook votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, if you enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club this weekend. It's our monthly or annual donor program. You can find out the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or you can call and talk to Craig at 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. Talk to Craig about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on the program, we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus finding the lost in Luke chapter 15. And on Tuesday, we'll discuss religious freedom in Canada with Dr. Robert Bugby, the president of the Lutheran Church Canada. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.